A long time ago, there was a king who got caught between the enemy army and the river. And the king thought, oh dear, I'm either going to drown in the river or I'm going to be killed by the sword of my enemies. And while he stood there feeling kind of panicky, he looked a little harder at the river. And he noticed that there were flowers dotting the water, a kind of flower called the yellow flag iris. And he thought, I don't know how he could think this when he was in such a terrifying moment, but he thought, there couldn't be yellow flag iris growing out of that river if it was a deep river. Their stems aren't that long. It must be a really shallow river. I bet I could walk across that river. And sure enough, he waded into the water and it never got higher than his knees. And he made it across the river and got safely away from his enemies. This king's name was Clovis. And later, King Clovis decided that he wanted to be baptized and to become a follower of Jesus. It had been explained to him that baptism was a sign of the life and the health that God gives to everybody. And getting ready for his baptism, he thought about his past life and he remembered that time that he had been saved because of the yellow flag iris flower. And he decided to make that flower the emblem of his dedication to God, his decision to love and serve God. And so he put the fleur-de-lis on his robes and on his banners and on his shield and on his crown to remind him always to give thanks for God's salvation and to love and serve God. You know, Jesus once said, consider the lilies of the field. Look at how they use the gifts that God gives them, the soil, the sunshine, and the water to grow. Jesus wanted us to do the same thing, to depend on the gifts that God gives us so that we can live and grow in God's grace. Jesus wanted us always to love God and serve God. So let's join hands and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful world that you have created for us to enjoy. We thank you for your tender care always with us. We thank you for your guidance, and we ask that you help us be true in our service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.